One of the most controversial members of Congress is facing a fight for political survival in a primary runoff tomorrow. And no, we're not talking about Joe Lieberman in Connecticut. Cynthia McKinney of Georgia, who was involved in a highly publicized scuffle with a Capitol Hill police officer back in March, is being challenged by fellow Democrat Hank Johnson. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Charles Edwards reports.
It's a typical hot summer day in the tight-knit, quiet, historic section of Conyers, Georgia, located about 30 miles east of Atlanta. Conyers is where Kathy Harvey sells neo-Victorian dresses out of her Sarah Bell Hats and Accessories boutique. Harvey has several problems with her Congresswoman, Cynthia McKinney, most notably the incident with the Capitol Hill police officer.
I just know we need a change in this district. I guess a real big determining factor was the character and some of the last things that we've seen in our present representation. We don't want that to continue.
Hank Johnson is banking on voters like Kathy Harvey if he is to pull off the upset tomorrow. That's why on campaign stops he has told voters that, if elected, he will not embarrass them in Washington.
And once you elect me to go to Congress to represent you, I have one promise to make to you. And that is that I'm going to make you proud. And so
Johnson received 44% of the vote in last month's primary, just 3 percentage points behind McKinney, and many attribute his stronger-than-expected showing to the Capitol Hill scuffle. But McKinney says that's already old news.
That issue is gone. That issue is over. And those who were distracted by that issue did not have their eyes focused on the mission and on the prize.
What really happened in the initial primary, say McKinney and her supporters, was complacency. Nobody thought she was in any trouble, and that's why many of her voters failed to turn out. The Reverend Tim McDonald is pastor of the First Iconium Baptist Church in Atlanta. He says tomorrow's result will be different.
All we got to do is get the people to turn out, and the right people will get elected.
McKinney doesn't have to convince Richard Hamilton. The Decatur, Georgia resident voted for her in the primary, and he says he'll do the same in the runoff.
Well, really, I think she's a very well-spoken type person, and she don't hold back anything. She just tells the true story.
Hamilton is like many McKinney supporters who agree with her statement made back in 2002 that the Bush administration knew about a possible terrorist attack in advance of 9/11. It was comments like that that unseated her in the 2002 primary after 10 years in the House. She won back her job 2 years later. Meanwhile, McKinney is trying to galvanize the part of her base that did not show up for the primary with ads like this one, accusing Johnson of taking campaign money from landfill developers.
This looks like Hurricane Katrina, but it's DeKalb County.
A family used to live here.
People who live near landfill areas have among the highest incidence of cancer.
Someone slept in this bed.
Because DeKalb County's Commissioner Hank Johnson took money from landfill developers, families have been displaced and the environment negatively impacted.
Johnson denies the charges and has fired back with an attack out of his own, accusing McKinney of having a less than impressive congressional track record.
According to Congress.org, I have the highest legislative record, success record, of any of the Democrats in the Georgia delegation.
Wait a minute. Congress.org ranks Cynthia McKinney near the bottom in effectiveness, 408th out of 435 members, and next to last in the Georgia delegation. On Tuesday, it's time for a change.
Both candidates spent the weekend canvassing the district in search for votes. Recent polls show Johnson with a double-digit lead over the incumbent, but nobody is counting Cynthia McKinney out. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.